Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein down from District 5, the Sykesville-Eldersburg area. And it's my turn and my opportunity. Actually, I feel pretty good always about sharing some thoughts and ideas during this morning's podcast. There was a lot of things happening over the last week, last few weeks, and what's going to be happening in the very near future. In the military, when we go on long weekends or on vacations, the commander typically stands in front of the formation and says, okay, safety brief. And the safety brief I want to share with you, although I'm not the commander, is this is the time of the year where a lot of farm vehicles are on the road. I was kidding with somebody. I said, how do you know when you're in Carroll County? It's when a large, very large farm vehicle is going about 15, 20 miles per hour down Liberty Road. All I'm asking is, be aware of it, especially on turns and on hills. Do not pass these vehicles. Please do not pass on double yellow lines. Besides being illegal, it's just downright dangerous, and they're putting themselves in risk by moving these large vehicles. And I also want to make sure that, you know, everybody stays safe. We also recently had a workforce awareness celebration or event recognizing our road workers. They are selfless in everything they do. I always share the men and women in green, blue, and red and the work they do. Well, these are the men and women in yellow and orange with those vests. They have done so much good work for our county, our state, our region. Unfortunately, a couple months ago, maybe last month, a father-son passed because of a tragic accident on 695, and they were from Union Bridge, so it hit home. Just keep in mind those that are out there working, trying to keep us safe. You know, do your best to be aware of it. Speeding in work zones and not being distracted while driving. I'm going to flip topics now. Most recently, this past week, we had the fortunate opportunity to have our Lieutenant Governor and our Secretary of Veterans Affairs. So Lieutenant Governor Miller and Secretary of Veterans Affairs Tony Woods, along with the Deputy Secretary Bob Finn, came to Carroll County. At first, I wasn't sure why they were coming to Carroll County as far as the administration. And what they wanted to do was listen and learn on what's happening in Carroll County regarding veterans, understanding that we do it so well here in Carroll County and the Carroll County community supporting our veterans. It was an opportunity to listen to what Lieutenant Governor Miller had to share regarding the Moore Miller administration in our veterans. Two highlights had to do with taxes regarding our retirees and our retiree pay. And the other one had to do with health care and dental care for our Guard and Reserve. We highlighted the programs that are happening in Carroll County underneath Carroll County government. I'm so proud, and you know this, of our citizen services, working very hard to ensure that any veteran that may be out there gets the opportunity to be served or navigate into the veteran programs. We have three veteran support officers part of our organization. But of course, we can't do it alone. That's why the Veterans Advisory Council is so important to us to listen and learn from the entire veteran community. Our leaders, our community members, within the community saying these are other opportunities that our veterans deserve. That's also what the Lieutenant Governor was down here for. So at the second half of the hour, which went by so quickly, it was an opportunity for the community to stand up and share with our Lieutenant Governor their concerns. And also not just concerns, but when they see a concern or a problem, their solutions, their ideas on how to fix something. Probably had 30 or 40 folks really appreciate the Westminster American Legion, Post 31, for providing the venue. It was a great event. The week before, visited Tawnytown breakfast, the business breakfast, and the Secretary of Commerce attended. And the Secretary of Commerce shared with us his intent and his ideas on moving forward within the administration. The bottom line to all of this is we are working closely with the administration. And it has nothing to do with a D or an R. It has to do with what is best for Carroll County. We are not shy, and I'm so proud of my colleagues in doing this, not being shy and stepping up and stepping out to work with the administration, with our legislators, with our Board of Education, and with all those that work to make Carroll County better. In working to make Carroll County better, our number one priority is our budget. And that has been difficult. We've had multiple work sessions regarding establishing our budget, both capital projects and operational budget. There's only so much discretionary dollars that we can actually move around from one side to the other. Everything is a priority. It's what are the things that we are not willing to do during this budget. By law, we must have a balanced budget by May 31st. We will provide the proposed budget on Tuesday for the community. Mr. Zaleski will go around the region and share what the budget is, take in information from the community. We will then have a community event at the community college to talk about what their concerns are. Soon after that, we will gather again, we being the Board of County Commissioners, for one or possibly two last work sessions, and then approve a budget at that point to then go in effect the following fiscal year, FY24, which starts 1 July. A lot of input has been made from the community. I cannot thank you enough. It is very difficult because to live within our means and do all of the things that we all say we have priorities for, it just isn't happening. So what are the things that we're willing to take risk on? And I will share with you, we joke, my colleagues and I, not everybody gets what we want. During all the work sessions, I don't think any one of the five of us was 100% in getting all the things we wanted. There was a lot of 4-1 votes. There was some 5-0 votes. There were some 3-2 votes to allow the draft budget to move forward. It was a lot of compromise, a lot of work amongst all of us. So I really appreciate not just the passion, but the due diligence from my colleagues in moving this budget along. The last thing I want to share with you, because it's going to be happening prior to me doing my next podcast, are there are a handful of local elections that are happening across Carroll County. I truly believe the reason I am who I am is I believe that government should be as small as possible at the local level, putting more strength to the local level. So in other words, the jurisdictions, the county, and the towns and city of Westminster should have more say in who and what we do than the state and federal government. Nobody knows Carroll County better than Carroll Countyans. Nobody knows Westminster better than those that live in Westminster. Same as Sykesville and Tawnytown and all the others. So it is best get out there and get to the polling stations and make your voice count. Your voice and your vote definitely counts in the local elections. So I ask you to consider that and, you know, make the best selections you can. Okay, 10 minutes goes very quick. I appreciate the opportunity again to share some thoughts and ideas that have been happening over the last week or so, things that are upcoming. Wishing everybody a safe and healthy Sunday. And as always, life is good. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Have a great one.